Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Emma Slocum tucked the blanket back over the sleeping baby in the crib her husband had built and paused, thinking she had heard something outside the cabin. It was late, past the time when she'd expected her husband to be home. He was often late to come home at night, but this was later than usual. Again, when she heard what she was sure was the sound of a horse approaching the cabin, she went to the cabin door, opened it, and stepped to the porch.
Dan?
It ain't Dan! And we gotta get out of here just as fast as we can!
She recognized the rider leading two horses, one of them saddled.
Possum? Where's Dan?
Dan's been shot. And we gotta get moving, because he's coming after us.
What are you talking about? Who's coming after us? Possum, where's my husband?
Possum Smith dismounted, made a few steps toward the cabin, and stopped.
Emma, he ain't coming home. Dan's dead. Shot by that yellow low-down dog Jack Pitt. And you gotta get your stuff together while I hitch up the wagon. Just grab whatever you can't do without, because I don't know how much time we got before Pitt figures out where I went. Grab all your clothes and anything you need to cook with, because we ain't coming back.
Horrified, Emma was caught in a fit of shock, unable to move, while her brain struggled to make sense of what she was hearing.
Emma, you and your baby are in danger. You got to move.
Dan's dead?
Emma's eyes lost focus and then snapped back to Possum.
It's that damn money, isn't it? Where are we going?
I don't know. Just away from here. Now hurry!
Trusting that Possum was telling her the truth and fearing for her own and her baby's safety, Emma spun around quickly and hurried to do as Possum had instructed, with no time to grieve her husband's death. Possum ran toward the shed and corral that served as a barn with the two horses he had been leading. When the horses were hitched and ready, Possum went back into the shed, took a pitchfork, and went to work on a pile of hay in the corner of the shed until he uncovered a canvas bag. After a quick look inside it to make sure the contents were still there, he brought it out to the wagon and shoved it under the wagon seat. Then he took another look around in the shed to see if there was anything else he might need. Nothing more than a coil of rope, an axe, and a short-handled shovel caught his eye, so he threw them in the wagon, as well as the canvas cover for the wagon bed. Unwilling to take any more time, he climbed up into the seat and drove the wagon up to the front door of the cabin. A pile of blankets and bedding on a bench just outside the cabin door told him that Emma was following his instructions. Possum jumped down from the seat and threw the items she had gathered into the wagon. Then he went inside to help her gather more. When they had loaded all the pots and pans and what food supplies she had, there was only room for one more item. It came down to a choice between the one rocking chair and the baby's crib. She was reluctant to leave the crib that Dan had built, but on Possum's advice, she decided to take the rocking chair. A big full moon had already lifted above the far horizon by the time they struck the road to Dodge City. Possum glanced over at the frightened young woman frequently, somewhat amazed that she was now quietly accepting this nightmarish interruption in her evening. She and Dan had not known Possum Smith for very long, but she trusted the usually mild-mannered old man, who had been part of a three-man partnership with her husband and Jack Pitt. She trusted him because Dan trusted him. It was Jack Pitt that both Dan and Possum had been wary of, and now their distrust had evidently been justified. From the very beginning, Emma had feared that the money was going to bring bad luck in some form, but she was not prepared to deal with it now when it had arrived in the form of her husband's death. As Possum focused on the horses, he thought back on that day when the bank was robbed, and he had volunteered to join the sheriff's posse. Possum, Dan, and Jack Pitt, another volunteer, broke off and chased one of the robbers south of the river. They caught up with the outlaw when his horse stumbled over a small gully and broke a leg. The rider was tossed, landing on his back. When the three posse men pulled up to him, he was still flat on his back. Possum ordered him to put his hands up, but before he had gotten the last word out, Jack Pitt shot him dead and claimed that the outlaw was going for his gun. Possum knew now that that should have been the warning as to the kind of man Pitt was. There was a long moment of conscience upon finding the canvas money bag. With no one to witness it, Pitt immediately suggested they should keep it. It was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?